The Pope is a lizard, and so is the Queen, who murdered Diana and got away clean. Obama's a Kenyan, and Reagan caused AIDS. George Bush had abortions, or so people say. They knocked Norma Jean off, they killed JFK, who got shot and poisoned by the CIA. They faked the moon landing, but Roswell was real. There's drugs in the water and worms in our meals. They can't hide the chemtrails. We can't trust vaccines. We all know that jet fuel can melt through steel beams. And the new world order will brainwash your kids and use MK Ultra to hide what they did.
Okay, every time you hear the conspiracy song, it's written by Tim Ireland, and it's part of the Campfire Songs collection. You can find it on our website. You know it's time for our conspiracy countdown. And joining us now is Dr. Joe. This is for the week of February 12th, 2018. How are you doing, Joe?
Very good. Great to be with you again, as always.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure having you. It's always good talking to you. So, you've got the conspiracies for the week.
Yeah, I have a top three, but before I got into the countdown, I've been getting a lot of emails lately from listeners asking, how do you come up with the top three? How do you know what the big three are each week? So I just wanted to take a quick minute and say how I tabulate them.
Okay.
So people don't think I'm making it up as part of some conspiracy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So basically what I do is every night I run what's called a scrape of the internet. So I pick up everything that has a handful of search terms in it. So I'm looking for conspiracy theory, birther, truther, and then a few other terms just for fun, like Bigfoot, aliens, Loch Ness Monster, and whatnot. And what I do before I come on with you every week is I tabulate all of those scrapes and find out what the big ideas are each week. And then one thing I do is that I remove the ones that are just sort of there all the time. So, you know, if I did a very true top three each week, it would be something to do with Trump and Russia all the time.
Yeah.
and just for radio's sake, that would get a little bit boring. So I pull out some of the ones that we talk about a little bit too much to try and get to the ones that maybe people aren't hearing quite as much about but are still prominent in our internet discussions.
Excellent. It's the way we want it. And you know, and actually I bet you I can guess one of the top three.
Well, do you want to make the guess now, or if you don't tell us till the end, then I guess you could lie and say you were right.
So. Yeah, it's a conspiracy. No, actually, I'm just out of the blue because I saw this, and I don't know, maybe it didn't make the top three, that the Planet X and Elon Musk, the whole thing was just fake.
Okay, well, I was leaving Planet X out just because we've talked about Planet X so many times before. But they're one of the big ones this week, and it didn't make the top three, but was Elon Musk and his car that he launched into outer space.
Yeah, was that was just fake, right?
Well, they're saying it's real, but the reason it pops up is because the flat earthers are very upset with Elon Musk now, because they're saying he's now part of the conspiracy to conceal flat earth.
Well, there we go. I knew it. I knew he was evil.
I mean, if you see the pictures of the car driving through space, in the background you see planet Earth, and it looks round and you know, globular. So the flat earthers, have accused Elon Musk of, you know, being a part of NASA's ploy or having fallen for it.
Mm, yeah, that's what I think. Okay, well, let's get on. Number three.
So number three sort of dovetails right off of that, and that is that flat Earth, still big in the news, and this week it's big not so much because they have a new idea or new piece of evidence, but because, again, they're failing at trying to produce evidence. Mike Hughes, who is a prominent flat earther, tried to launch himself up into outer space in a homemade rocket in order to take pictures and prove that the Earth is indeed flat. But unfortunately, and you can read this in the news, his rocket has again failed to launch. So he keeps not being able to jettison himself into space to take these pictures.
Yeah. We've asked him to be on the show, but he's shying away from media. So.
Well, I think there's an obvious question here, and one is, you know, he could probably just put an iPhone on a balloon and get the same effect without a rocket.
Oh, yeah, that would work. But, well, plus, how is he going to land? Like,
I guess that's another problem. Well, I'd assume he's wearing a parachute. I mean,
yeah, because I would think that was a problem.
Well, if he hasn't thought it through that far, then perhaps not being able to take off is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it's meant to be. Yeah, craziness.
Okay, so leaving geography behind, number two is Adele and Sam Smith are indeed the same person. And the singer Sam Smith is actually Adele in drag. Or vice versa.
Yeah, which one is it? Is she really she or he?
Like, so the evidence here is pretty clear, and you could find it on Twitter, and that is someone has taken recordings of Adele, slowed them down, and what you hear sounds almost exactly like Sam Smith's voice. So what they're saying is it's because of this, it's the same person.
Wow. And do we know why?
Well, I don't know if there's a clear motive, because if you're either one, you should be happy enough with just that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just was trying to figure out why you would want to be an alter image and making money both ways. But hey.
Well, this goes back. There's a long line of thought involved here, and that is rich celebrities often do weird things, like fake their deaths, have body doubles, come back to life mysteriously, put out albums after they've been in the grave forever. So this is nothing different here. And if you remember, if our audience remembers last week, our countdown involved Tom Brady being a body double for Melania Trump. So apparently everybody is sort of... in drag and shape-shifting.
Well, when in doubt, change your outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, the world. Wow. That's something to think about.
So our number one, so last week's number one focused, I think, on the Super Bowl. This week's number one focuses on our current sporting event, and that is the Winter Olympics in Korea. And the number one conspiracy theory this week, making the rounds, is that the ice has been sabotaged or cursed to make all of the skaters fall mysteriously.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Well, now, is that all the skaters, or is that just going to be American skaters, or Korean?
Well, part of, I mean, obviously, some American fans were upset when the American skater fell down the other evening and didn't do very well. But they've actually had an inordinate number of people falling on their jumps, and I think they've had more than 5 falls now. So they're saying that that there's potentially something wrong with the ice.
Do you think Tonya Harding is there?
She didn't come to mind, but you know, she has been in the news lately because of the I think the movie about her.
Yeah.
I my thoughts immediately went to North Korea. So.
Well, yeah, of course they want it to fail.
So. That's our top three for the week. I'm sure as the Olympics carry on and more athletes have accidents, there'll probably be more conspiracy theories to explain that.
Yeah. You know, does anybody know where Hillary Clinton is?
No.
Maybe she's there.
She's competing.
Yeah. I'm going to write this one. I'm going to get this on the internet. Well, Joe, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, always to have you here talking about this. So thank you again.
Thanks so much.